Mark Spark in the Dark and Jimmy Jelly. Written by Jacqueline Wilson and read by Kim Hicks.
"Hands up all of you with a dog at home," said Miss Moss. Mark's friend Jason put his hand up. Jason had a spaniel called Ben, who had once eaten a whole box of chocolates in 10 minutes flat. Louise from down the road had her hand up. Louise had a poodle called Puffball, who whined a lot. Mark felt he would whine too if he had to wear a red ribbon and a silly tartan coat. That was no way to treat a dog. It wasn't fair. Mark would have loved a dog, but he couldn't have one. Mark's mum and dad were out at work all day, so there would be no one to look after a dog. There was no one to look after Mark when he came home from school, so Mark always went round to Great Gran's for his tea. Then he got another tea when Mum came to fetch him home. Mark was very nearly as greedy as Jason's spaniel Ben.
"Tell me all the different things your dogs can do," said Miss Moss.
"Jason's dog can eat heaps," said Mark. "And then he's sick heaps too. Mark Spark."
He was really called Mark Spencer, but everyone called him Mark Spark, even Miss Moss.
"And Louise's dog whines and whimpers like this," said Mark, imitating Puffball.
"Mark Spark," said Miss Moss. "Give some of the others a chance to answer, please."
Mark slumped in his seat. He listened to the other children telling long stories about Woofer and Bruce and Rover. He wasn't impressed.
"So, your dogs can fetch their own leads and open doors and bark at strangers. But I'm going to show you a picture of a very clever dog who can do something else. Something very important indeed," said Miss Moss.
Mark looked at the big picture Miss Moss was holding. He saw a cream Labrador in a special harness, leading a woman with dark glasses.
"This lady's blind. She can't see at all. Try closing your eyes for a moment. Now imagine you've got to get yourself out of the classroom, across the playground, out of the gate and all the way home without once opening your eyes. It would be very difficult, wouldn't it?"